Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. The Dagger, LA, West Coast, all.
Damn right.
And this right here,
what is
probably as close as I'm gonna get to a sink. So, I want y'all ladies to like this too.
Ladies.
And I can't sing.
I can.
I know somebody who can.
But he can.
Holla.
Come on. Come on.
Westside, LA representative. I love to murder any beat. It never gets repetitive.
Nope.
Y'all niggas like a sedative. It's sleeping for years. Soon everyone will know my name. It's like I'm working that shit. Now I'm living life without a fear. Out of tears. Complex. You think you on the court? We gonna see because I got next. Get my vote with double check. Dare to rep the
man. Come
call.
On.
No respect for none of y'all. I'll show you how to
nigga ball.
Put the water rolls up, rolled up, showed up. In any studio or stage. Step in.
Blew it up.
Turn left in. Yeah. Stupid drunk.
Hella hot.
I can't even wear ice. I'm too hot.
It'll liquefy.
I wonder why I even try to keep up my identity. Cause I ain't got shit except a whole lot of energy.
Damn.
There's no one to protect. I'm all alone.
I don't give a fuck.
Hey, can you hear these middle fingers? Let me turn them up.
A pimp named Slickback.
Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
Check out my boy the Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
What's cracking, y'all? Slap Sundays, the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Thanks for being here yet another glorious Sunday. If you're listening to me and you've been here from the jump, thank you, thank you. If you're brand new and this is your first time tuning it in, I hope you enjoy your stay and I hope you come back next week and I hope you tell your friends and family about me. But let me get started off, as I always do at every show, with shouts out to the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. There is no Slap Sundays, no West Coast Wednesdays. There is no award show. Going down, y'all, at the end of the year, and this is the last month y'all can get y'all vote on for your top independent artist because the award show is coming up, and then if you want your vote to be counted, you got to vote. www.iaamawards.com, all right? Make sure you go vote for your top artist because that's the only way they're going to win. So if they don't win, it's going to be your fault, all right? Not mine. It's going to be yours. What else? Let's see. Make sure if you independent artist, there is no show without you guys either. And ladies, just any independent artist, all right? Hip-hop, rap, gangster rap, R&B, whatever you out there doing, if you got some music, send it to me. I will find a place to play it between either tonight on my Slap Sunday show or on my West Coast Wednesday show where we smooth it out just a little bit. We mostly get at the ladies that handle adult topics, all right? So either way, I got you. Don't trip. Dagger.bangoutradio.com. Ooh, wait, no, hold on. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. That's where you send in all your music, MP3s, models, actresses, directors, anybody that's trying to do something with their life and trying to network, get at me, all right? We're going to talk. We're going to chop it up. We're going to make it happen. Let's see. What else? Make sure if you want to call in tonight, 661-621-7559. You can either chill and just listen or you press 1 to holler at me. We're going to get into a lot of dumb shit. There's been a lot of dumb shit going on. I know y'all have seen it, and I'm talking about it in my personal life, in the world. If you look out at the news, there's a lot of shit we're going to talk about today. At least I'm going to try to talk about, so we're going to see what happens, all right? So we're going to get what I always do first, like always. Any new music I get is always amongst the first in rotation on the following show. So with that being said, brand new music right here, all right? Jayla, Shia, Jayla's about to show out for y'all, all right? Brand new. Let's go.
tell her when I say so. We go in everywhere in the kitchen by the stoves, and I kiss some chocolate out that no mistletoe.
It ain't nothing like a girl that's down for it all.
She a freak like me,
put me down for the call.
I don't ever hesitate, she the one in her car.
Look all the streets down with his mixtape.
We be everywhere, pushing on crazy. Whatever comes to mind, I told her my baby. We be making love.
Blowing out her back, sometimes I let her drive, stick my face in the lap, or in the public bathroom, if I can't make it to my hotel room, I hit her with that boom boom.
It ain't nothing like a girl that's down for it all,
she a freak like me,
put me down for the call,
I don't ever hesitate, she the one I call,
come over and break me up,
we be everywhere, pushing on crazy,
whatever comes to mind, lock all the streets down, with his mixtape.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Quagmire.
Hey, Peter, what's up?
I'm stuck at the stupid ballet.
Get out of here. You serious?
Yeah.
So am I.
What?
Yeah, I got dragged here by this broad I'm trying to screw.
Where are you sitting?
Look across at the other balcony. I can see you.
Oh, my God. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? We're both here.
Oh, my God. We should text each other. Hang up. Hang up.
Yeah, we're back. Slap Sunday's the Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. And hold on, let me sip my drink because I guess we can get the show officially started. Hold on, what am I sipping on tonight? Hold on. Ah, apple juice and Hennessy. Nice little dark on dark combination. Dark and nice, dark and dark combination. Let's go ahead and go straight to the phone lines real quick. Let's see how smoothly my equipment's going to work tonight, if it is going to work tonight smoothly at all. Let's see. Oh, yes, y'all. And we got it. Hey, I'll start at the 832-5988. You got Dagger. What it do?
Well, yeah, I'm your boy Levi.
What it do, Levi kid? What's going down with you, pimping?
Chilling on it.
As you should, man. I just got through playing one of your new joints, man. Go ahead and let people know where they can find that joint, man. It's off the new mixtape, isn't it?
Yeah, man. They ain't gonna be able to find that nowhere until the mixtape drop. I'm not.
I gotta be an exclusive.
Yeah, man.
The only place y'all can hear it is right here on Slap Sunday. So yeah, y'all better fuck with your boy. But for those that don't know, Levi, where's it? When's it gonna drop, man? Where can they find you? You know, where can they get at you at, man?
Man, mixtape drop April 19th. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you can hit me up on Facebook, Levi Kev, Twitter, Levi Kev, Uvo, whatever the fuck, however they say it.
Yeah, I already said that.
Levi Kev Music, that's LEVICEV Music, spelled correctly. You know what I'm saying? Reverb Nation, Levi Kev. I mean, it is what it is, man. And don't forget to get that Levi Kev Facebook, Levi Kev app, you know what I'm saying?
There's an app for Levi Kev, y'all. If y'all don't know, there's an app for that nigga, so yeah, make sure y'all go get that. But, so what you got going on for today, man? You hanging out with your boy or you got business to handle?
It's a busy night for me, man.
What's up?
A busy night for me, man.
Busy night, yes, sir, man. Well, like I said, check in whenever you want to, man. I'll be right here. You know where I'm at. Wednesdays, Sundays. Make sure your other artists get at me, your producers. You know what I mean? We're going to put it all out here, man. Some more slappers, keep it coming. And keep, you know, that West Coast Wednesday show as well, man. Just keep me updated on shit.
All right, man.
Yes, sir. Holla at you later.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, sir, Levi Kev checking in the building. Make sure y'all, man, that's one of another top independent artists, you know what I mean? Been fucking with that boy for a long time now, and he just keep going up and up and up. Straight, you know, example of what happens if you don't give up and you work hard. But, man, it's been a fucked up shit out here in the West Coast right now, y'all. Look, we can already start about talking about the weather. Now, of course, like I said, first of all, it's cold as fuck, and it's been raining like nonstop all day, but now all of a sudden want to stop raining now, which is all kind of always kind of cool, I guess, because, you know, motherfuckers can still get out and go out tonight if they want to. So if you're not scared of the rain, go ahead and enjoy yourself, or if you ain't got no job tomorrow, if you ain't just ain't got shit going on, just be careful out there, y'all, because motherfuckers can't drive in the rain either. So it's a real tense, scary situation out there. So just be careful, be safe, and, yeah, want everybody to make sure they get home safely. But, man, I guess the number one thing I'm going to talk about, which is what everybody else has been talking about lately, is, my man Mr. Martin. You know, the young, if you ain't heard about this story yet, then I don't know what's been going on or where you've been, or you just must not have a Facebook because it's been all over everywhere. Now, I can't even lie because I was out of the mix for a little while, too. I got into the mix on a Wednesday, I guess, because what happened was, no, actually it was Thursday, excuse me, it was Thursday, that's how I got in the mix. I was sitting there looking at my computer, I'm looking on Facebook, and everybody's up here, Tawan Martin, wait, hold on, let me make sure I got his name right, Deshaun, because like I said, man, this drink is kicking in, I'll barely be able to see in a second, but y'all know who I'm talking about, the young boy who got killed by the little fake-ass security dude or whatever, and now everybody's up in the uproar about it because the man's still walking around, not arrested, there was some kind of cover-up. you know, and there's just been a whole lot of shit going on behind it. So I had to do my research because I don't like talking about things I don't know about. And I didn't know anything about it, like I said, until just recently. And so I had to figure it out. And so what it comes to find out is that, yeah, this is a really fucked up situation right now that's going on in the world right now. And this really is amazing that people can get away with just certain things and just nothing ever happens to them, or it's just like everything's okay. And there's a real, real, real big problem with that. So if you want to get in on this discussion, remember, 661-621-7559. Again, you can just listen or you can press 1 to holler at me. Now, God damn, I'm trying to remember his name. Tashawn, Tawan. Because like I said, I'm not trying to be disrespectful at all, y'all. Don't have me out here sounding like I don't know what's up. I just want to make sure I got the right name. Because people are taking this shit seriously. And I don't want anybody getting on the Dagger's case about, man, he over there being all disrespectful and this and that. Like, nah, it's not none of that. So there it is. I think it's Tashawn, all right? Tashawn Martin, we're going to go with Tashawn. If I'm wrong, somebody call in and correct me. But I'm going to call him Tashawn right now. Or T. Martin, maybe that's better. We're going to call him T. Martin. But, man, y'all, here's basically the story, right? If you ain't got the story, black kid goes to the store, gets him some Skittles and some juice. I think it's a high C iced tea, since that's what everybody keeps posting the pictures of. Lee's walking home, going home. A security guard sees the kid, calls the police. Well, he didn't even call the real police. He called the off-brand police. But calls the police, tells them he sees somebody suspicious because he's supposed to be some kind of neighborhood watch person, that he sees somebody suspicious walking down the street. The police people tell him, okay, thank you, leave it alone, and we'll handle it. Does he do that? No. He continues to follow the child. Then this old Big Round story is there's a fight that ensues, and the kid winds up dead on the street. Police show up, take his side of the story as what it is, take him down for questioning, and let him go, and then just try to bury the whole situation like nothing ever happened. Kid's 14, 15. Talk about he looks suspicious because he's wearing a hoodie. Black kid wearing a hoodie, suspicious. I've told y'all countless times that people are looking for reasons to fuck with people. Just looking for any kind of reason. And what we're going to do is we're going to break down this whole Tashawn situation because there's so many different angles to look at. Like I said, once I heard about it and I knew it would be something I was going to talk about, I went and did my research. Like I said, I'd heard the 911 tapes. I'd seen some reenactments of people that I done seen that people that put in renderings of what they think happened, so, you know, you got a visual aid to it. I heard his 911 call, the kid's call. I mean, it's just amazing what, one, people think they can get away with, and two, what people are willing to cover up in order to keep things, you know, hush-hush quiet. And, of course, also in Florida, oh, my God, they got that law out there right now, that self-defense law or something like that, that allows people to basically, it basically says if your life feels threatened, you can pop a motherfucker and you're going to be okay. You know how many different ways you can dice that? You know how general that is and how many different ways you could, you know, be like, you know what, this person did this person did that. That's how he was able to get away with it and slide under the thing, slide under the radar. But like I said, y'all, we're going to get into this a little bit heavier. Like I said, we're going to look at each aspect of it, right? And his name is Zimmerman. So what we're going to do is we'll come back and we're going to take apart Zimmerman's story because Zimmerman told his side of the story. And then later on, you know, more evidence brought out the other side of the case, which is why everybody's up in the uproar now. So we're going to dissect this man's story. We're going to get back to some slappers real quick, and then we'll be right back and keep talking about this, all right? Because this has got to be the dumbest shit that I've had to deal with this fucking week, on top of my own personal shit I'm going to get to, and some funny shit. You know, we might have a jailbird story that I'm going to get to as well, because, like I said, I got stories that I got a lot of dumb shit going on around me, y'all, so we're going to see what we can get to in these next 2 hours, actually an hour and a half now. So make sure if you're going to call in again, 661-621-7559. I'm right here, and we're going to be here for the next hour and a half. But let's go with YT featuring Mystery. And my polo, most slappers, let's go.
minds gotta be conniving. I be up front in the trap like a lineman. Green and yellow polo on, call me Aaron Rodgers. Laughing at your eyesight. City on the speed dial. The 23 is back, I got it singing on the iPod. Money green polo on my back with the big guy. Polo boots on when the chilly no key vibe. And the crowd go nuts when I ride by. Who can do it better in a sweater with a necktie? Big face watch, yeah, it's funky with the big time. Yeah, it's YT, ladies loving like Faison. Stupid fresh, ain't my outfit amazing? What you stretching? Ralph Lauren on the text message. Stupid fresh, ain't my outfit amazing? What you stressing? Ralph Lauren on the text message.
If I'm sitting in this room and I drink alone, screaming for help, nobody hears me on the speakerphone. Getting judged by others who don't think to each his own. Straight from Elgin, where some of y'all couldn't survive a winner. I keep it 100, I can never be a 5%er. What you complaining for? Tell me, yo, is it worth the bitching? We made money, little Mark was stealing from church's chicken. Sometimes it hurt to mention thoughts considered worthless fiction. Can't take the heat and get out, nigga, I burnt the kitchen. I've been through many weeks of smoke outs and drinking binges. I can alter time and space with my propulsion engine. I won a pole at Talladega, I'm supposed to finish. They say dumb it down, the new generation is dumb. They only in the swag and how to generate the funds. It's overtime, during regulation I should have won.
Mi casa, su casa, mi casa, su casa, mi casa, su casa, mi casa, su casa. I said mi casa, su casa, mi casa, su casa, mi casa, su casa, mi casa, su casa.
Your self-esteem low?
What?
Get big, nigga. You on that once a year shit, McRib, nigga. You roll laundry, you don't roll blocks. And fuck your bitch, her ass is flatter than some old pop.
Damn.
You making racks on racks on racks. You lying, fool, them ain't facts on facts on facts. I'm amazing like Aurora Borealis. That's Northern Lights, so you niggas not that sort of bright. Didn't you know that there's more to life? I know she better get my order right. You know I've been in Phoenix for 5 years, now I get that border price. Wait, Icky Wood Shuffle. Oh my goodness, Icky Wood Shuffle. Shut the fuck up, make it fast and suck on my quickie muscle. I'm quick to tussle, jumping off the top turnbuckle. You know me, I stay low key, boy, call me that cheap but good shit, bitch. I'll be here.
Mi casa, su casa, 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 mi casa, mi casa, mi casa, su casa.
Damn. You nuttier than squirrel shit. I got that 2012 end of the world shit. I'm so sorry if I'm offending y'all, but you dropped the ball more than Rashard Mendenhall. Not trying to steal Lou Rawls' thunder, but I tap danced on beats like all summer. And I never mess with crazy girls, I prefer my women controlled like Vicky on Small Wonders. I'm gifted, I'm high and lifted. You think you big shit? Homie, you Rick Smith. I won't be used as another person's stepping stone. And fuck these newbies, I'm looking for a vet to bone. Who know the first night, Diesel, yeah, he expect a bone. She needed practice and I'm the one she perfected on. I think the game fucked up or you repped it wrong. It's on pause, oh, soon as I hit select it's on.
Who the fuck are you, Jizz?
What's up? 2-12, turned up. Yeah, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I heard your bitch wanna suck. She know she won't.
Hold up.
Pause.
I just wanna beat it. Wow. Give her what she needed. Loud. I'm the pussy monster, watch me eat it.
Rawr.
Slow though. No ho. Sex mixtape coming, you could be my promo. Photos. Said she with the YOLO. Knowing that's your bitch, but she wanted on the low though. Two tears in the bucket, giving y'all the fingers, puppet. If you got game, I'm a ringer, love it. If you can't tame her, don't bring her in public. I'm just saying, and I'm hoping that you listen. Yo, bitch, love the stick, no dissing. I'm just saying, she done balls Blake Griffin, and you a lucky man while you tripping. I'm just saying. Hey, bitch, what's up? Two-stepping in the club, turned up. Yeah, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I heard your bitch want to suck. She know she wants the bomb, dick. Know she wants the bomb. She know she wants the bomb, dick. Know she wants the bomb. She know she wants the bomb, dick. She know she wants the bomb. She know she wants the bomb, dick. And I'ma give her some.
She know she wants that bomb, dick. And I'ma give her some. Marathon all night, Chris, make the pussy run. Ass so fat, you can see her from the front. You see how I swing the dick, just watch how I want to turn. Come here, baby girl, let me play with your pearl. I live a SD lifestyle, let me show you around my world. I rock the world, I'm just trying to get a nut. I'm a scroll, huh. Dick so deep, that I make those toes curl. Let me see you fuck it up like the twerk team. I throw a stack in the air, make the rain green. I got that perfume in my cup, you know I'm off lean. You know Sprite, codeine, promethazine. More money, more problems, that's the motto. Add J. Crib from SD, bitch, follow. If she want that bomb, then she can get it pronto. Quicker pick it up or no cleaner, swallow.
Hey bitch, what's up? Two-stepping in the club, turned up. Yeah, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I heard your bitch wanna suck. She know she wants the bomb, dick. Know she wants the bomb. She know she wants the bomb, dick. Know she wants the bomb. She know she wants the bomb, dick. She know she wants the bomb. She know she wants the bomb, dick. And I'ma give her some.
Got her backstage, just busting the pussy open. Dick like a slot machine, she won't token. Take her back to the crib, yeah, she hoping. Show her how to handle a dick, yeah, she go. I bust a nut in her face, let her have a taste. All over her face, like she eating paste. Got a strong on the black dick. Number one in my draft, she my first pick. We making movies like Netflix. Got her legs twisted on my head like chopsticks. Giving bitches my green, nigga stop it. She love it when I'm stacking the cheese, deep pockets. After the night, she crave profit. Mindset getting between, kick rock, bitch. Now she blowing up my phone. Yeah, bitch, I'm in the zone.
Hey bitch, what's up? Two-stepping in the club, turned up. Yeah, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I heard your bitch wanna suck. She know she wants the bomb, dick. Know she wants the bomb. She know she wants the bomb, dick. Know she wants the bomb. She know she wants the bomb, dick. She know she wants the bomb. She know she wants the bomb, dick. And I'ma give her some.
Let's go. Yeah. Young lady. Yeah.
What is it that we need to know?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Try your luck with me. Super jacks, no mania. On the same level, I'll give you a fight. Itty bitty slim, this is what I work at night. Told you I'm a deep stick in your head like lice. If you can handle me, I'll take you to paradise. In the mind, body, soul, trip to Miami Vice. For real, I'm a challenge, make a bet for the price. Real no imitation, Billy, not a 300 price. Very confident, middle name, spelled nice. I was born Mr. Stein, just like the ice. If it's too easy, cats don't want it, I'm one of the mice. Cats is my swimming all the bait, so I ain't tight. I keep it straight to the point, you can stand precise. Gotta accept me for me, cause I don't sacrifice. Wanna join together like drugs when they throw the rice. Now for eternity, AD, when I walk with Christ.
If I put it on you like this, boy, tell me what you gonna do with that, boy, that, boy. If I put it on you like this, boy, tell me what you gonna do with that, that. If I put it on you like this, boy, tell me what you gonna do with that, boy, that, boy. If I put it on you like this, boy, tell me what you gonna do with that, boy, that, boy.
long question, is it a problem? And if so, ain't no judgment, no condemn. But I might cut you off with an essence. Looking for my North Star, not one of them.
That's right, gonna be worldwide and other stations, FM.
Money can't buy you love unless you be an item. Can you deal with haters trying to ruin us like them? Rock my boat if you fall off from stem. Last boy wasn't ready, hope you ain't like him. I like a man in control, keep me him, I'm flexible, right? Going for the stem.
If I put it on you like this boy, tell me what you gonna do with that boy, that boy. If I put it on you like this boy, tell me what you gonna do with that. If I put it on you like this boy, tell me what you gonna do with that boy, that boy. If I put it on you like this boy, tell me what you gonna do with that.
Something about me, I am creative. My hits are very repetitive. If you don't understand, I am translative. Act what I think, I am opinionated. Playing games like water, I am evaporative. Only one me, so I'm not replicative. You know what that means, yes, you're originative. I like affection, so I am penetrative. Other than sexual, very communicative. If we're on the same page, I am cooperative. If it's not, keep it pushing, I am irritative. I want it, I go for it, determinative. I know you're feeling me, I am persuasive. You like this woman, such can be decorative. After a one-on-one, unseparative. I tell you what I do to you, but I am.
If I put it on you like this boy, tell me what you gonna do with that boy, that boy. If I put it on you like this boy, tell me what you gonna do with that, that. If I put it on you like this boy, tell me what you gonna do with that boy, that boy. If I put it on you like this boy, tell me what you gonna do with that, that.
Another DJ Far.
World Premier.
J. Drake Bitch. Miss Nira. J. Menace Family. Larceny Family. Skinny. What's up, fool?
DJ Fall.
We in here, nigga. Mashed up like a hockey squad. Fucking over niggas, straight Amistad. Strapped when it's time to ride. No car safety, and guns are safety. Blowing on the purple, got my lungs all hazy. You fuck boys crazy. Smother the nose of the gun with a potato. And it ain't all gravy. I can even murk you on the Pro Tools. Killing folks, eating them up. Lyrical soul food. But some niggas won't beef, really tofu. I'm Wazilla the beef, somebody should've told fool. Keep the mag in the stash when I roll through. Mean mugging cowards just to see what they gon' do. Acting foul cause I brawl, I was gon' juke. But time running out, so you know bitches gon' shoot. Pull a clutch, pluck a pluck cat to show you what you animated plucky duck niggas won't do.
With the gun in the fashion right now. With the gun in the fashion right now. With the gun in the fashion right now. And I'm grabbing my mask and we
Let me reload on these niggas real fast, like. Get the snub out the dash, still puffin' the hairs. Get the bustin' it fast, while I'm dumping the ass. Chief and reaper as the reapers if you up in the bag. Before you officially gone, I smoke the blunt in the head. You fuck boys, junkyards, nothing but trash. I spit Looney Tunes, you fuckin' with Taz. Spaz, Manian, Devil, I spin shit around. You fools like joint, you little niggas clowns. Go go for all you choaches, put bitches in the ground. I'm tryna make moves, fuck tryna sit around. If I wanna do that, I'd go and hit a lounge. But for now, I'm boxing shit, giving niggas rounds. Trinidad with a nigga blast, vicious spaz. I get up in that ass, you start first but finish last. Cut the lawn for you snakes in the grass. I'm no cut, don't nag, nigga, get a pay. Get him, Jay.
It's coming especially right now. It's coming especially right now. I'm grabbing my mouth and we're right now.
We on.
Miss Nero.
Must be PMS. My niggas sparking, you niggas barking like DMX. I mean, I'm saying I'm sick, dog, and I need a vet. Them boys like thick Nikes in stores, and they need a set. Yeah, we the best, balling without the set. Ewing, pushing rocks, working with the magic now, Pat Ewing. Cooking in the front, I'm in the back, brewing. No stress, you get your cold wet, I leave you cats ruined. Chubby, you like a puppy in a lion house. Quick to bring the iron out, fuck is all the crying about. I'm on the block for the cream, soon as I came on the scene, I'm taking shots for the team, skip the trying out. Red dot, I get my blast on, Pac-Man. It got me riding with my mask on, Batman. Oh yeah, I'm strapped, man. You get your set flame, murk them, and then we ride out, nigga, X Games.
Allowing you to keep 10%, and I'm allowing you to keep drawing breath on this earth. Now, you either get down or you lay down. What's it gonna be, sunshine?
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, fuck you, fuck the plane you flew in on, fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck-mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
That's right, we back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, chilling, maxing, relaxing. Remember, if you want to call in 661-621-7559, you can just hang out and chill. You can press 1 and let me know you want to holler at me. Also, if you want to get at me on the email, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, make sure you send me your music, your pics, your, if you want to set up interview times, I mean, any of that, y'all, just get at me. I'll be here. But, yes, as we was talking about, like, while I was on my little break time with everything, I wanted to make sure I had the name right. It's Trayvon. So I was saying Trayvon Martin, again, 15-year-old kid killed over some Skittles and some, you know, and some juice. And like I keep telling people all the time, y'all got to watch, well, you do got to watch yourself, but y'all got to realize that there are just some crazy motherfuckers in the world. So you should try to avoid as many issues and problems as possible because you never know, like, because this could have been anybody's, you know, this could have been anybody's family, this could have been anybody's kid, this could have been... Shit, it could have been me. I fucking wear hoodies all the time. You know what I mean? I don't look like I'm 15, but at the same time, shit could be really fucked up for a lot of people. So it's just a really cold, tense situation right now. But let me let y'all know what his story was. Now, this is George Zimmerman. Now, George Zimmerman is the neighborhood watch guy who shot Trayvon Martin and who is basically still walking around the streets right now talking about, man, I'm scared. People are going to kill me, death threats. Yes, as they should. I'm sorry, y'all. That's just how I feel. After reading what actually happened, and let me tell you why I feel this way. Look, here's his story of what happened. Here's why he feels that he's in the right, and here's what I found, here's what I read, that his was his actual statements, all right? Now, basically what he was talking about was, he said, his story is, wait, hold on, let me bring in, I think I know what this is, let me bring in MIA real quick. Let's see if I can get her in here before I start telling the one side. Yeah,
yo,
am I in the building?
Hey.
Yes, what's going down with you?
Am I in the building or what?
Yeah, yes, you are in the building. What's up? Yeah, I know I'm having my delays, but I got it handled. It's okay.
Yeah, because I don't know what be going on sometimes. You feel me? I just be sitting here waiting.
No, but we good. What's going down with you? You good?
Yeah, I'm just chilling, relaxing. You know, we had a hell of a storm today, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, but it's just, you see how just fast it just went away, too? Like, it's just all...
Yeah, I know, right?
Fucking L.A. weather.
But, you know, that is real sad that happened. What happened to that young boy, though? That was really messed up.
But here,
he didn't have no right to do that shit.
But here's his story, right? Now, here, let me take y'all through what happened on his side of things. Here's what he said. Now, first of all, if you listen to the 911 tapes and everything, if you followed the story, already, number one, when he called the police, say he went through all that, okay, whatever, fine, he called the police. You hear on the 911 tape the 911 operator say, he asked the guy, are you following him? George says yes. The 911 says, okay, don't do that. We do not need you to do that. Don't follow the kid. Leave him alone.
Wow. Yeah, I know. That's what, you know, that's what I was thinking too. Like, why the fuck, like, would he approach him? Like,
but
if
yet again,
you
but,
already like, called the police or whatever and said somebody suspicious in the neighborhood. I didn't hear the tape. You know, I didn't hear it yet.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, but I have been hearing about this story, you know, and I do listen to the radio show and everything like that. So it's, like, crazy, like, how he was on the phone with his girlfriend and everything. He wasn't even doing nothing.
So then he continues to pursue the child. The child basically walks. So here's his side of the story. What he said he did was he said he got out of his car to go see what street corner we – this is his original story. This is what his statement was. I got out of my car to go look at the street corner, to look at the street signs, to see what street I was on because I didn't know where I was. Then the kid jumped in from behind, and he had to defend himself. That's what his story was. Now, look at the – let's just look at his story right
came
now.
Came from behind and he had to defend himself.
That's what his story was. That's what the police believe this. But look at all this bullshit. For one, you're supposed to be the neighborhood watch, right? You're supposed to be the neighborhood
you're
watch.
You're supposed to know where street you
how
are.
How the fuck do you not know what street you're – exactly. How do you not know what street you're on?
It's like you mean you got out the car to see where you was at because you was lost.
How are you the fucking – I don't want my
why
neighborhood watch
to not see like. If you can't see the streets, you don't need to be fucking driving.
And I don't want my fucking I don't want my neighborhood watchman not to know what neighborhood he's watching. I mean, what kind of fucking
exactly.
sense does that make? No, you know, that's dumb already.
That is dumb. Super dumb.
Again, number two, you said he jumped you from behind. Let's look at this again. First of all, as black people, we avoid mostly any type of authority as possible. It doesn't matter who it is, whether it be a rent-a-cop, whether it be highway, you know what I mean? We try to avoid avoid authority directly. Exactly. We don't wanna fuck with y'all.
How did he know that he was in like a neighborhood watch car or like
I don't even think he had a car. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't no neighborhood watch he couldn't have been anybody that was identified. He had to literally be a neighborhood watch person. He might have had a T-shirt on or some dumb shit like that. But but he had a gun though, above anything else he had a heater. But this is what I think. A black person, especially a black kid, let's look at this. A black kid, after going to go buy some Skittles and some iced tea, is not going to look up and say he was looking at the street sign or whatever or something. What is he going to say? Oh, look at this white dude. Let me just jump him just because. We don't think like that, y'all. We don't.
We don't.
The whole story don't even make no kind of
he
sense off top.
He got Skittles and juice. He got Skittles and juices in his hand. That's all he's worried about. He's not fucking worried about nothing else. Come on, I don't know nobody that is going to rob somebody with Skittles and fucking juice. If you got Skittles and juice, I mean, you on some other shit. And then he's young at the same time. He was going about his business. That man, just like I said, it was just racism. He was profiled, you know what I mean? And he was just one of those guys. I don't even know what race the man is.
George Zimmerman is half. He was white and like some Middle Eastern type, one of those.
You know
people.
What? And he was like, some people like are really prejudiced like that, and they really like don't like certain colors, you know, like certain races, and he just really was probably really fucking scared for his life. That's why he said self-defense, because it's him and it's a black boy coming up the street with a hood on, you know, like,
but
come on now.
Yeah, but no, the scared for your life, what? I wouldn't be, this is what I'd be talking about, it makes no sense. First of all, you're in a car. Ain't nobody outside the car walking on foot going to get to me if I'm in the car, you know what I mean? This is how I'm thinking. Say he was a dangerous person or something like that, okay? Say the little kid was dangerous. Okay, fine. So you're going to get out your car to confront a dangerous person when you already done called the police. You know, that shit don't make sense.
Yeah, it don't make sense.
None.
You know what? I think that man was just really on some crazy shit.
He
was looking around for somebody to go fucking kill.
He was.
He seen some young boy walking down the street by himself, and he shot his ass. Sorry to say, you know, rest in peace, Trey, but it's like, that's what happened, and that's fucked up.
You
know what I mean?
If you go back to the tape, you can hear it in his voice that he sounded like there was something a little bit off. You know what I mean? He just sounded off. Like, there's something wrong with this man. And the funniest thing is, look, let me pull up this little report that I saw. His friend, one of his friends went to bat for him and everything, what he said, saying that, hold on, let me say it, I quote. He said he couldn't stop crying after he shot the kids. Supposedly, he just couldn't stop crying because he was so heartbroken and everything. And then his friend stuck up for him, talking about how he's not a racist. He would have did that if it was, well, he was defending the neighborhood and this, that, and you can't defend, this is what I'd be saying, you can't defend stupidity.
Okay. Obviously, he was walking through the neighborhood because he's from the neighborhood. So, like, if you're a neighborhood watch and you're supposed to know what fucking street you on and who's in your neighborhood, why would you do some shit like that? That's just like somebody walking up the street, like, oh, fuck it, I'm going to go be a fake-ass police. It's bad enough they're already, you know, running over, taking over shit. And I see something suspicious. I see a female, and she, you know, doing something suspicious, and I'll just walk up to her and shoot her. Like,
but I mean, but even at
you
that,
know,
I mean,
call the police and be like, hey, whoop these whoop, and then I don't understand that. Like,
it's also fucked up at the fact that even if it wasn't his neighborhood or whatever, it's not like he was on a public street. You know what I mean? He was walking down the street. It's not like he was walking through people's backyards.
And I heard he was also, like, asking for help, like, was screaming out help. Like, why are you
screaming,
doing this?
He called 911 when he found out he was being followed by some strange white dude. Like, who the fuck is this white dude following me? Like,
He called 911 and said the white dude was following him?
Yeah, now here's on his side of things, here's what happened. On the black side of it, if you listen to the other side of the tapes and everything, what happened was he was
on
the phone.
And this man's
No, see, because Mr. Martin was on the phone with his girl, and then his girl was like, he was telling his girl, like, yo, you know, while he was walking, he was like, yo, there's this white dude following me. Like, and his girl was like, who the fuck is following you? And then she said she heard him talking about, because you know how black folks are. I mean, I understand that. When black folks is walking or something like that, you feel somebody up on you, we going to be like, yo, what the fuck are you following? You know, what are you looking at? What are you following me for?
Yeah.
That's how we are.
Yeah, that's the part I heard, too. Like, yeah, he was actually just going about his business.
But that's what happened. He was, like, he was going about his business, and then dude was all up on him, like, following him, and he asked him, like, yo, why the fuck are you following me? Like, what's up?
And that's probably why he said, oh, I had to defend myself.
Yeah, and then he popped up,
what?
And then the dude supposedly, like, rushed him or something, because his girl on the phone said she heard it sound like that he got pushed. And the phone fell on the floor. She heard, like, the phone drop and it cut off or something like that. That's what she said she heard. And then I didn't get to hear the other 911 tape where it says, well, so I don't know specifically what it said. But, yeah, where supposedly he was able to call 911 from his cell phone and he was asking for help, like, on his last breaths or whatever. So I don't know the exact story behind his call.
It's terrible. I heard that also, like, his friend heard
it,
too.
But nothing about that makes
sense. Like, somebody actually heard him screaming for help. Like, you know what I mean? Because he was
the police covered it up. And then the police, I mean, I don't know how many times I've spoken on all kind of stuff like this, y'all. This is why I'm not really, it's still a fucked up situation. Don't get me wrong. But I've been saying this for the longest that, you know, people cover up shit.
I don't understand why this man is not locked up.
Because of the law down there, the self-defense law. If you claim self-defense and you can somewhat prove it and your story is good enough, then it's going to be okay, which is why he's still walking around now. If all this evidence proves
that he actually is not self-defense, is he going to jail for murder?
He's supposed to. We'll see what happens. But that's where we're at, because that's where we're at now. We're waiting to see what's going to happen. That's what black folks is waiting for. That's why people are marching. That's why everybody got their hoodie, Skittles, and tea.
Yeah,
they're trying to see
actually
what's
something
up.
Is going down tomorrow at President's Bird, too, at 4 o'clock in downtown L.A. for him as well. So I'm going to go out and show my support.
That's cool. Like I said, y'all be safe out here and everything. But this is this, if y'all think that motherfuckers ain't corrupt, if y'all don't think that, that this could happen to anybody or that just random bullshit doesn't isn't going to happen, it happens. And the coldest part about it is, like I said, this happened like 2 months ago when it actually happened, and we're just now getting the story about it. It's already been undercover for like 2 months.
Are you serious?
This shit happened
wow.
like this shit happened like a month ago or some change, at least a month and a half. I don't know the exact dates. Like I said, don't quote me. But this shit happened a while ago. They tried to bury the story and everything, and now it's just now starting to get amped back up and everything because it is a fuck. Once you look at it, it's a fucked up situation that somebody can just say whatever. Somebody can just say whatever they want and walk away with killing somebody.
This because I mean, this is not the. It just happened to the other boy, even though it was real police that was involved in it, you know?
Yeah, I reported myself. Yeah, you heard me. Y'all heard me myself talking about all kind of shit, like how many times police done pop some random nigga just because over the dumbest reasons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not to call him a nigga or anything like that, but I mean, I'm just speaking with emotion here. But, yeah.
Well,
if you don't think it can happen, or if you, like I said, let me say it like this. I'm not surprised. It's fucked up, but I'm really not surprised. The world is getting progressively worse and worse. Y'all remember, we about to go back to the slave times when motherfuckers could just shoot a nigga for no reason. Just because he was walking, you know what I mean? This is what this is reminding me of.
Exactly. Yeah, it is reminding me of that.
When you have to be scared, when black people were scared to walk down the street because at any time anybody could just kill them and walk away with it like it was no problem. Y'all think racism isn't still alive? Y'all think all this shit still isn't going on now? Shit,
It's still going on, but it's not. It's like open. It is still going on, and I'm sorry to say, I love everybody. I don't care what color you are, whatever, what language you speak. You know, I'm cool. Just don't disrespect me, and we all good. But it's like some people really just have evil, just evil in their heart, and just snap. That's all I can say. Like,
yeah, y'all, we're going to get in We're going to get into Dagger's double play. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more on the Martin situation, a little bit more. I don't want to take up the whole show on it. No disrespect or anything. But there's just one more aspect of this I want to talk about when we get back from Dagger's double play. So we're going to start off like this on Dagger's double play. Me featuring my play brother Kip, because, I mean, this shit drives me fucking crazy. So let's get crazy.
All right. I'm really fucking losing it on this one.
This trade jacket don't fit
Dagger.
No more.
Kip. The dark side.
Need a new one.
I told you that I'm crazy. Y'all think that I'll be playing games. I crack souls open just to pick at your brain. What's your name? It doesn't matter. Because of your chatter, I'm gonna hang you from the roof. Damn, I can't find the ladder. Fuck it, strap him to the wall. Where's the hammers and nails? I'm about to get medieval on him, have him begging for help. Then grab a back, crack both arms, legs, and two ribs. Don't want to miss nothing, so I ripped off his eyelids. Kill your kids in front of you. You telling them it's bedtime. Erase your whole existence. Kill them off your bloodline. Rip out the nigga's teeth. Have a laugh while his mouth leaks. And being asked, hey, you want something to eat? I thought not. 10 fingers, 10 toes. Break them all. Jab, jab, right cross. Uppercut. Break your joint. Took me for a joke. Now I'm showing you no sympathy. Cut your fucking head off and
put you out your misery.
I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. Hell yeah, I'm crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy.
Ain't crazy, they perfectly sane. I'ma live lame like spark butane. Keep thinking I'm a bitch once I pull out the fifth. Plus 12 shots, then reload the clip. Your thoughts change, where I hang. Gray rags, gray strain. I bang, switch hits for no man. Ask me where I'm from and then I'm throwing up the foeman. This is not gangsta grills, but they run when I speak from the cannon. Cannon, shots span from here to Japan. Touch any clan if I am not the man. Time Warner, cause my bullets in demand. You on the couch finna be pummeled by the plan. Pulverized with precision if you fucking with the fans. ARs and AKs, the law of the land. I'm the governor, you niggas ain't
crazy like I am.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. Hell yeah, I'm crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. I'm really crazy, crazy, crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. They're not crazy, 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 crazy.
I told you that. that I'm crazy. Y'all niggas still don't get it yet. Record your whole murder scene, post it on the internet. See how many hits I get.
Warning, this'll make you sick.
I popped out his eyes and fed him his own fingernail. Anyone can get it, nigga, anytime, any day. Cut off both his feet, now we hopping like who's the kid now? Begging me for freedom, only freedom is death. Ripping through your bone and flesh, rip your heart out your chest. You not impressed yet? Okay, put a hook in his back. We strap both arms full till they rip or they snap. Break your back, but don't paralyze him. I want the nigga feeling pain. Plus the rage of anybody speaking my name. Like I said, I'll pick your brain like I'm Hannibal, the cannibal. Grind you down to brown sugar.
I don't need the Angela.
Yeah, I'm feeling really great. You made me retaliate. Where's the wood and gasoline to burn this nigga at the stake? I'm crazy, 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 crazy.
Told y'all,
I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. I'm really crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. That act is crazy, 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 crazy.
Yeah, y'all, real quick, world premiere, Dagger featuring Machete. Me, my girl, and her girl, where the freaks at? Let's go.
Sweetie voice, bitch.
Yes, sir.
Mac Machete the madman. The Dagger, bitches.
Y'all know.
Yeah.
Y'all know.
And me, my girl, her girl, and her girl.
Yeah.
Can you dig that? The Dagger, you know what I'm talking about, man.
Exactly,
we gonna keep it
about.
Real, real player.
Yeah.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl, and we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl, and we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl, don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl, and if you buy it, you can come too.
Hey girl, how you doing?
I wonder if you got a man.
Maybe I can take you out.
Maybe we could just kick it.
I hope that you open mind.
Maybe I can change your world.
That's only if you're trying to go.
With we and my girl.
I see you look a little strange.
Don't dismiss it.
You only live once.
Maybe we can get explicit.
You with it like I'm with it.
Maybe we could have a ball.
Penetration is devastating.
It's rated, I fade them all.
It's all on you, baby.
What you wanna do, baby?
With your homegirls.
Well, they can come too,
baby.
We can get it pop.
Have your body percolate.
Off a fish with some weed.
We hype you with no hesitation.
I see you contemplate,
think about it for a while.
Baby, I'm a witty boy,
you can tell by my style.
She smile, I know I got it.
Pop my collar,
I'm
fresh.
When we done with the bra, my girl tell her
who's next. Me, my girl, and her girl, and we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl, and we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl, don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl, and if you buy it, you can come too.
It's time to get it cracking, ladies. To wear it out, you know what I'm all about. We fucking, we ain't going now. What we need is right here. 80 proof and better, drink a pound of the stack of dank and thistles.
What the fuck you say?
Now a nigga fucking like a sinner. Got these bitches screaming like I'm taking their virginity. The ones that act tough like they can handle the fucking. Until I gut her like a turkey with the salt top stuffing. Thought that I was bluffing. I talk shit and back it up. She took a break and called a girl and told her,
I need back.
Back that ass up.
Daggers acting juvenile, one laying on the other. Doggy style, dog pile. Play them triple X games, I'm a gold medalist. I beat that pussy dead. Dagger is the deadly specialist. I can't lie, I love this shit. So y'all can lick each other's pussies, limbo suck on my dick.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl, and we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl, and we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl, don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl, and if you buy it, you can come too.
One-on-one is really fun, but Dagger's down for having more. Start with 15 bitches, watch a battle for the final four. Losers gotta ride the bench, winners get up in the ring. Now you gotta battle the This is what the Dagger do, don't be ashamed of being afraid. You wanna put the edge, if you got both and get the trade. My bitches fuck bitches, they ain't caring what a hater say. If you don't like the song, then you ain't with it anyway.
My girl, her girl, your girl.
It's cracking.
I lick, she lick, you suck.
I'm stabbing.
Attack from all angles, demolish, diminish. I'm busting like an M1 till the chamber finish. Prescription a pleasure, you bout it, whatever. Me and my girl will take you down together. I'm clever with the rhymes, but I'm better with the stroke. Provoke the panties off and tell my girl, here we go.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
The show.
And we don't have to be ashamed.
Nope,
it's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what
don't
we
worry.
Do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And if you bite it, you can come
I'm
too.
Going, nigga.
Granddad, have you asked yourself why a 20-year-old girl would want to go out with a man your age?
Because I laid my game down quite flat.
Game? What you know about the game, Granddad?
I know the game.
Taking women out to eat, giving them free meals? What part of the game is that? You taking her to Red Lobster with the cheddar biscuits. The fam ain't eating cheddar biscuits, but this random broad is eating cheddar biscuits.
I know the game. Your granddaddy knows the game.
Game recognized game, Granddad.
I recognize game. Your granddaddy recognized game.
Game recognized game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now. I can't. Where's Granddad? Can I help you, sir?
You can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, her, Mystery. He now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, The Dagger, on Bang Out Radio. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Slap Sundays, The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Slap Sundays. Welcome back. Just got through a Dagger's double play. We're talking about, you know, right now we're just talking about the Trayvon Martin situation. And again, I just want to, like I said, I don't want to spend the whole show on it because, like I said, a lot of things are going on behind this. It's going to get a whole lot worse before it gets better. So I'm just going to put in my two cents now. And I'm going to wait for everything to happen first. Then I'm going to come back and, you know, we'll clear up the airways when everything's finished. So I'm going to do it that way. But a couple more things I want to talk about, actually. Hold on. We're going to bring in my... Get MIA back in the building real quick. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on. Hold
there
on.
It is. We got you. She's back. MIA in the building.
Still yeah, chilling. Still right. What's up, y'all?
All right. Still chilling. And straight, somebody that's going to help, somebody that's from Florida, that's jacking there right now, that's going to help clear up some, you know, technical issues because I may have been a little bit off. So, Kels, you good right now? You in the building? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. I got you. Just make sure you turn me down in your background a little bit because we don't want to get an echo. So either move away from your computer or turn the volume down or whatever you got to do.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we good. So,
okay.
All right, so, Kels, you tell me, explain that law. You said I was off a little bit about it. Now, explain the law. How is this man still walking around without being in jail right now?
Yeah. Okay. Please tell me.
Okay, no. Now, he wasn't with the law. I don't understand why the hell he's still out. But it's called stand your ground law. And Florida is one of the states that have it where if you feel like you're in fear of harm, you can shoot to kill, whatever. But the reason that everybody's mad is because he had Skittles and iced tea. And he was running from the store to his dad's house. So how the hell was you in harm? Like, that's why everyone's
yeah.
mad because he was not in harm. Like, he called the police. I never heard that Trayvon ever called the police. Every story I heard was that Zimmerman called the police. And Zimmerman said, you know, he looked suspicious, whatever, whatever. And the dispatcher told him, do not follow him, sir. That's why everybody's mad, because he continued to follow him. And then he shot the boy. You can hear the boy screaming help. You can hear the 911 call. And even his neighbor said, a young boy is screaming help. I mean... I think it is a race thing, but at the same time, it's like, it's fucking common sense. He didn't have a fucking gun. He didn't have a knife or anything. He just had Skittles and a fucking hoodie and an iced tea walking to his dad's house. I'm so confused. Like,
yeah, exactly. That's how I was feeling, too. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why did he shoot him? Like,
well, everybody's confused about the situation.
No, he shot him because he was racist. They're saying that, okay, he's not racist. First of all, Zimmerman is a fucking German last name. That bitch is fucking white. He's fucking racist. Then, not saying that he's German or racist, but I'm just saying, they're talking about some Hispanic bitch. Zimmerman is a fucking German last name. How is he fucking Hispanic? And then they were saying, he's not racist. He said, quote, these assholes always get away with it. And assholes, I'm thinking he's referring to black people.
Yeah.
If you're looking at fucking black people do not get away with shit, clearly. What the fuck are you talking about? I didn't understand that. When he said these assholes always get away with it. Really?
His whole story was messed up. So now that we got that clarified, now here's what I want to talk about real quick. We're going to talk about the hoodie specifically. Here's the cool part about the hoodie, because there's so much Actually, what I heard, I don't know if y'all heard what Geraldo Rivera said. Y'all remember Geraldo? He used to be real big, but he still does a couple of shit every now and then. Y'all remember Geraldo, right?
Yeah.
Geraldo actually said, he said, this is his quote, he said, if it wasn't for the hoodie, he would still be alive. The hoodie is what killed the kid. Because he's saying
what?
That's because he said that he was basically kind of like asking, if you wear a hoodie or you wear thug attire, then you give people the wrong impression, which leads to stuff like this. That's what he basically said. What kind of shit is that?
That's bullshit right there.
I've been wearing hoodies for the longest. You know what I mean? That's like saying that any girl that wears a short skirt is a hoe or a prostitute. You know what I mean? It's like,
you can't
make statements like that. Now here's what I will say though. I get what he was trying to say though. I do understand what he was trying to say, which is why I'm confused with what everybody else is doing now, because it's like if I see a girl walking down, like, this is L.A. talk. If I see a girl in a skirt walking down Figueroa, then there's more thoughts of me thinking that she is a hoe, because that's a hoe area, that's a hoe area. You know what I mean? I'll think more like
that.
So
exactly.
I kind of understand what he was saying. And then, of course, yeah, there are some black folks that be rocking out hoodies and be little thug-ass niggas and woo-woop and everything like that. Okay,
But at the same time, if he was walking, minding his own business, you know, enjoying his juice and his skittles, what the fuck? Like, why did he approach him anyway?
Yeah,
like,
that's the thing. That's the way I'll be honest. It's like,
he had a deal. He wasn't even worried about him.
You said you didn't know what happened. It happened February 20-something, I think the 5th. But they were saying, okay, when it first happened, They hit, you know, the 911 call, everything. They hit the whole fucking thing. And so, of course, his parents and everyone, they pushed for the recording to be released. And when they released it, what killed them is when the motherfucker said, "Do not follow him." And he continued to follow this boy. Sir, we don't need you following him. He said that. He said, okay, but these assholes always get away with it. Come on,
man. Oh my God. So he just straight out was like, fuck you, I'm about to follow this boy. That's why I said he had it in him already.
He was talking about the hitting that dude, but it was raining. So why would you not be out in the rain without a hoodie on or something? You know what I mean? It's like your whole story is perplexing. The whole thing just don't work. But what I honestly don't like, I understand people taking pictures in their hoodies and posting them on their Facebooks and everything to show support. But I don't know if it's a good idea for a whole lot of black folks to get together, hoodied out, marching on stuff. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to, like I said, show your support in whatever way you feel may be right. I just don't know if that's the best way to show support.
I went to HBCU and I went to predominantly white college. And I went to Florida State and I went to FAMU. So FAMU, you know, they're black. That's HBCU, number one HBCU. Now I got to start my college shit. But, you know, they did the whole rally, you know, to the capital of Tallahassee, Florida, represent Florida, you know what I'm saying? And they had the hoodies and stuff. You know, I understood where they were coming from because he was rocking the hoodie. But now I see somebody on Twitter say, I'm going to go get my hoodie and my skills and my IC. I'm like, what? Nigga, you doing too much.
And they're doing it everywhere. I mean, I understand, sign your petitions. I understand, you know what I mean, put the word out there, spread the word, do that or whatever. I just don't know about a whole bunch of black people rocking hoodies. I mean, you know.
I mean, I understand it because they basically, you know, showing their support. And, you know, because like you said, we're going to wear hoodies anyway. It was raining. He got a hoodie on. He was running his business, you know. So they just showing support. And, you know, I'm going to go tomorrow because they're actually having an event tomorrow downtown Los Angeles.
I understand showing support, but I'm just asking. I mean, you don't think that might cause even more trouble? You don't think even still? Because look, I'm not trying to take nothing against the hoodie. Support.
Like the new Black Panther say, dead or alive, they don't care. And shit, I don't care no more either. I'm not offering out whatever, but goddamn, like, it's ridiculous. When other countries are talking about this shit, UK, Australia, Come on, man. It's crazy. The fucking
yeah, woman. Justice needs to be served.
Florida is, okay, Florida's not looking at a racist state because clearly they got out here fucking race like fucking California, but they are not considered a red state. They had this fucking racist-ass Rick Scott for governor. He's talking about he going to try to make the next case whatever better than this case. What the fuck do you mean, justice for the next case? It's a damn shame that you're not even trying to, oh, my God, fix this case. I'm so fucking tired of fucking governor. Then the only politician I heard, even Obama sounded fucking ignorant, talking about something. If he had a son like Trayvon, shut up, whatever. I mean, the only politician that made sense was the fucking senator from Nevada. He's the only one that made sense out of every politician. I mean, it's just stupid. Like, it's crazy that shit went from fucking local to state to fucking federal. It's crazy when the fucking federal government has to get into shit that Florida should be able to solve. That's not no fucking Sandra Brown law, dog. This world is not fucking armed. How is that Daniel Brown? How? What the fuck was he afraid of? Some
Woo!
Like his daddy said, were you afraid of Skittles? Was my son gonna kill you some Skittles? Like, come on, man. And then the boy from Miami. That's the sad part. He died in Sanford, Florida. That ain't fucking Miami. Why is the boy getting killed nowhere near his fucking house? That's sad, man. Your mama gotta come drive with her dead son 4 hours of fucking way. That shit's crazy, man.
That shit is sad, man.
Shut up.
Right, we're gonna get into some more slappers, and we're going to come back. We got to switch subjects because, I mean, I think we talked about this. We're going to wait and see what happens. I'm just saying, everybody be safe. If you're going to be out there supporting, do what you got to do. If you're going to – but be safe, be positive. Don't turn this into something else that's going to make shit a lot worse. That's what I'm saying. Just don't turn it into something else because, honestly, there are a lot of people out there that are just waiting for this to go bad just so they can do some ignorant shit. There's a lot of people just waiting and hoping some shit happens.
Well, we just gonna pray that everything goes good. And
that's what I'm hoping. But like I said, mark my words right now, and I'm saying it now. Shit always gets worse before it gets better. So I just hope, like I said, I just hope everybody's safe. Hope everybody's sound. I hope y'all play smart, whatever y'all doing. And when we get back, we're gonna get into some jailhouse talk. And there's different ways. And there's a lot of different ways we're going to come at that, y'all. So we'll be right back, and we're going to get back to the slappers. See y'all in a second.
Look, Call of Duty Modern Warfare on that zombie high. Never thought I'd be late all the damn time. Did that Washington flow, and you're out of time. I see you haters, but I'm out here and I'm getting mine. Deepest, always staring at the damn time. Cause I'm always late and I can never be on time. Three amigos, Cali City, and we getting down. You hear a noise every time that we come around. TJD, Nasty, and ATK on that gun sucker status, but they always late. TJD, Nasty, and ATK on that gun sucker status, but they always late.
Y'all know me, my swag blue chain. They mad cause I'm fashionably late. This better late than never, my fist looking whipped. I'm sure I play dip third, they come back again. Y'all know me, my swag blue chain. They mad cause I'm fashionably late.
Super stupid, where's the fucking vodka? The basic niggas drinking crisp, so I don't even bother. We in the light shocker, they something like my family. Best believe I give your girl the Niner Crabtree. Cause you can't stop me, ho, and this bitch be rockin' though. 15 bitches in here with my crew, and we poppin' though. But you ain't with it though, I'm working up my magic. My niggas tryna leave, but the girl getting ratchet. Bitch, you gotta really check the boy's team. Before you even get to me, you gotta check my team. We some ballers, baby girl, and we move mean. You think you want you for the night, that's a good dream.
Y'all know me, my sweat blue chain. They mad cause I'm fashionably late. It's better late than never, my fist looking whipped. I'm sure I play dip third, they come back again. Y'all know me, my sweat blue chain. They mad cause I'm fashionably late. It's better late than never, my fist looking whipped. I'm sure I play dip third, they come back again. My game is cold, I'm finna get them down. I should've played, now they're looking at me like I'm wrong. It's better late.
got my ropes tight. Don't try to duck or down them. I've been to bust it all night. Girl, but no problem. I'm sliding past the duckers. Well, yes, the slip and slide. 2 hours late. Well, fuck it, man. I need an override. I'm sliding past the duckers. Well, yes, the slip and slide. 2 hours late. Well, fuck it, man. I need an override. Y'all know, man. My sweat blue chain. They mad cause I'm fashion the bleed leg. It's better late than never. My fist looking whipped. I'm sure what they did first.
Move that thing like you're sliding on a pro, on a pro. $1,000. Now let me see you switch your back and hit the flow, hit the flow. Move that thing like you're sliding on a pole, on a pole.
Sundays, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, and y'all have to excuse me for a quick set. I kind of lost my switchboard, so I'm trying to get it back so we can get into this this jail talk. I'm gonna call it jail talk, but damn, as soon as my shit gets back up, I'll be able to bring in my panel and be able to talk like how I want to. But let's see if I'll be able to work it out. See, damn it, hold on, bam, do that, do this. What else I gotta do? Hold on, y'all. Bear with me. But anyway, make sure if y'all ever want to call in, 661-621-7559. I'm always going to be here every Sunday, 7 to 9, playing the slappers from the top independent artists from around the world. Make sure if you want to jump in on the conversation as well, you call in, you just press 1 to holler at me. Make sure if you want to send me your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Send me your pictures, send me your links, anything you're trying to get out there. If you're trying to do something positive with your life and you're trying to spread that positiveness to others, I'm going to do my best to help because I'm trying to do the same thing, although it may seem like I'm not, although it may seem like I don't care or that, well, I don't. let me not lie, I don't care about a lot of things, but I do care overall, you know what I mean? How am I going to word this? I don't care about those that don't give a fuck about themselves. But as long as you at least care about yourself, then I'll fucks with you. Because, I mean, at least that way, you know, I can do my best to help you in your situation. You may be able to help me do my situation. But if you want some other shit, then just leave me the hell alone because I got enough bullshit going on myself. So hold on real quick. Bam, okay. We're going to bring back in MIA. Bam, MIA in the building, chilling?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
All right. Kels, still hanging with us? Hold on. Kels, you still good?
Yeah.
All right. Kels, still good in the building. Hold on, so after 7:02:2029, you got Dagger, what to do? Hello?
What up? It's your girl, Keelani.
There it is, Miss Lady Ma. What are you doing, Ma? What's up with you?
What's up? How you doing tonight?
Ah, man, I'm trying to hang in there, Key, man. So, you know, I'm always dealing with a lot of bullshit, and the world's dealing with a lot of bullshit as well. So how's Vegas handling this little thing before we move on? I know we're going to move on real quick, but now that we got a Vegas representative real quick, what's Vegas looking like behind this Mr. Martin situation?
It just looks like, I don't see nothing out in public going on about it, but, you know, I just see things on Facebook, honestly. So it doesn't seem like a lot of people are actually standing up for it out here, but I see on Facebook a lot of people are, but I don't see anything out here. It should be, though, you know?
Yeah, you never know. People are too busy trying to do other shit in Vegas, I guess. It's not going
to
matter.
Yeah, they're trying to gamble, you know.
But, Key, go ahead, for those that don't know, you know what I mean, real quick, let them know where they can find you, where your music's at, what you got coming up lately, where they can come see you. Give them a quick 411 real quick before we keep going.
All right, y'all can hit me up on ReverbNation.com/Keelani, K-E-I-L-A-N-I. Hit me up on Facebook under Keelani Royalty, K-E-I-L-A-N-I, R-O-Y-A-L-T-Y. Follow me on Twitter at Keelani7. And check out my videos on YouTube under Princess K320 or Keelani. That's P-R-I-N-C-E-S-S K320 or Keelani, K-E-I-L-A-N-I. I got a show coming up out here on Wednesday at the Bunkhouse. Come check me out, 11th and Bonneville is the street we're going to be on.
There it is, y'all. If y'all in Vegas, make sure you fuck with Keelani Royalty, man. If you ain't been out to a Keelani show, you got to get out there. Like I said, when I'm out there, I'm going to make sure I'm around one of your show times, too, so I can come out there and see what it do. I got to make sure I get a front row seat, like, right there, so I can see what's going on.
Oh, yeah. You can get
up with me. But we're about to get into a little jailhouse conversation, because actually, now that I got Kels hanging with me, she done gave me some subject matter on this thing, because this is one of this is a situation that she kind of brought to my attention. So we're going to – but I'm going to start it off like this. Hold on. Here's a little intro for the jail talk. Hold on real quick with me, ladies. Hold on.
Show of hands, how many people ever raped a man? How many people ever been raped by a man? All of them. 100%. You can't get no higher than that nook. You step in here, you get raped. Right up the motherfucking brown eyes, baby. I raped a few niggas myself. I ain't really enjoyed it. Not that much. Shit felt good to the motherfucker, though. I ain't let that nigga kiss me or nothing, but I did tear that motherfucking ass off. No, I ain't gonna lie about it. But that's what the man's oppressive sister did to me. Now, me, I'm more of a romantic type. I'll still rape you, but I'll definitely stroke your head lovingly while I do it. See, because I want you to like it. Now, you don't have to like it, but I'll...
But I won't sure like it.
Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there. What's your name, fine motherfucker? What's your name?
Don't think that's
Tom.
Okay, now let's talk about Tom. Tom is the type of nigga that gives us wet dreams up in here. Medium brown, soft features, tall in his shape, but still soft and squishy. Now, I want to put the jelly inside my ass. Then put some of this peanut butter on top of it. I call it a peanut butter jelly and asshole sandwich. But down here we'll be calling it love. Yeah, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Little quick intro on the jail talk, because I'm gonna be the first one to say, like I've always said, anybody in jail for whatever reason, I'm sorry, is dumb. They either did something dumb, or something dumb happened around them where they wound up their ass in jail. So I would be the first one to say, where if you avoid dumb shit, you will avoid jail. I'm gonna say that. Let me say this also. Let me just ask. I got three lovely ladies on the line with me. Now we're just gonna ask. Now, MIA, do you?
We are angels.
MIA, would you mess with a jail nigga? If a nigga goes to jail, does that audit, do you wait? Do you hang out for that nigga? Or is that automatic just done? Like, you're done?
I mean, I have actually been in relationships where I've had somebody in jail before, but honestly, it's just really not going to work out. The best thing, the best way to have a jail relationship is for y'all just be friends. It can't be no, like, relationship like you really think it is. And, like, honestly, if they about to get some time, it's better to just lay it out on the table and just don't play with it, because that's real serious. And, you know, guys are crazy, you know.
Keilani, you done messaged you a couple of jail niggas before? Or do you mess with jail niggas?
I have, but, you know, actually, I used to date somebody that had a, well, he went to jail, but he had been raped before, and it was, like, crazy. He was, like, not there in his head, really, you know. So it was kind of scary, you know, so you do got to be careful with the people you date. I mean, don't play with them, because they flip out.
All right. Now, Kels, I'm not even going
to ask you.
Now, Kels, I'm not even going to ask you the question, because you provided me this letter. Now, this is funny. Now, we're going to get into this letter that I'm holding in my hands right now, provided by Kels herself. Now, what this is, let me explain. Kels got her. It's not her dude. It was somebody that she used to mess with a while ago. Now, the 2 years
he
later, though.
To be exact, okay?
Wait, yeah, go ahead and explain the letter real quick, Kels. Explain how this before I get into reading it. Go ahead and explain this real quick.
Okay, me and his name is Charles, and we dated from 2006 to 2009. But we're from Florida, and I moved to L.A. Well, we broke up in 2009 because he cheated. So in 2009, we broke up, and we had lost all contact. So I moved to L.A. 2011. Okay, his dad died. His dad was 80 years old when he died. So I sent him not a letter, but a card, just saying everything that I wanted to say, because I actually knew his dad. And then his dad died in October 2011. I sent the card last month, and he wrote me back yesterday, and he said in the letter, you know, he haven't talked to me in 2 years and some change. But then talking about how he changed, the nigga had the nerve to turn around and ask me for some money. No, like. What the fuck?
Oh, wow.
I don't even 3 years, really?
So,
yeah,
so here's a few things. Like I said, it's and also what I would say is it's also amazing how niggas change so much when they go to jail. And it's not really, I don't know if it's actual real change or if a nigga's just so scared that they have nowhere else to go to. Or, like, look. And also keep in mind, whatever shit I'm about to talk or whatever I say or with the letter that I'm about to read, I have full permission to read this. So don't think that the dagger's just out here just pulling out people's information and just going nuts with it or whatever. I got permission to do this, so I'm going to do it. All right? Here we go. Look, sorry for not writing you back. It's been a long time. Bless one. How's your health doing? I pray for you all. I pray for you all the time, Kels, and I ask the Lord to forgive me for what I took you through. Isn't it amazing how when a nigga can't do nothing else, now all of a sudden it's amazing, you know, I feel bad about everything I put you through, and I don't know what to
do. Yeah,
that's
very amazing. I haven't heard that story.
And all right, now the last time I talked to you was 2 years and some change ago. You told me about woo-woo, and it turned out to be true. So and let's see, you know how y'all women are, niggas can't even write either.
He said damn, dog.
Yeah, niggas can't even write either. Like, that shit don't make no sense right there. Well, look, okay, and here's another thing. Well, for the record, we're not married. That was just a front. Here's something else. Why are you trying to explain yourself from jail like it matters? Like if they was married or whether y'all was married or not, like it matters, nigga, you're in jail. Motherfucker, what does it matter? Marriage doesn't really matter in jail. And let's see. And I asked her to marry me, but usually things just did not go right. I wonder why. Would it happen to be the fact that you're in fucking jail? Maybe that's why the marriage didn't go right. I mean, maybe I'm slow, but okay. And now that I'm about to be home after 3 years, I'm going to feel funny without my dad. Now, see, reality hasn't hit my soul yet on that tip. Now, let me also say this. I know it's sad people die, you know, people lose family members, things like that. But he's so heartbroken and shit about his dad being about his dad dying and everything. If he cared so much, he wouldn't have went in jail. He would have been out being with his family and his father. So this is what I mean about it, that shit. So nigga, save it. Like you wouldn't have did if you cared about family so much. I care about my family so much. That's why I'm not in jail. Because if I went to jail, my family would disown me and shit too. So it's like this is things that you need to think about ahead of time. Now, let's see what else we got. Sometimes I sit back and think about all the times we had good, bad, and all, and went and through it all. I know that you loved me then. This is another thing as well. He says it a lot. I sit back and think about the times we had. Nigga, you ain't got nothing but time to sit and think, my nigga. You can't do shit else.
You sitting here looking at walls and talking to your homies and shit like that.
Of course you're gonna think about a female or a girl or something, man. I would hope so instead of all these niggas walking around. But he said it like he got anything else to do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nigga, you can't do shit else. My nigga, you're in fucking jail. You can't do shit else. Let's see. Kells, that quarrel, that got out of hand that night really have changed me as a person from a boy. Here we go. I got to read it right because, like I said, it's obviously nigga. Kells, the quarrel that got out of hand that night really have changed me as a person from boy to man. I'm on my grown man when I come home in 60 days. Kells, things look very funny, and I'm keeping it real. Can you please wire me some money, Western Union, please? My DC number. Oh, my God.
There's wow, are you right serious? Can you send me some money?
Can you put some money on my books? But look at this. I mean, I would have had more respect for the man if he would have just been like, you know what? Look, times is hard in here right now. I know I ain't talked to you in a while, but, yo, straight up, I need some, like, Jay Woodward. There's at least more respect when you just come out straight out and say it. But you see how this nigga tried to say it? Like, look, hold on. Let's recap what he said. I'm going to try to read it like he wrote it. Kells, that quarrel that got out of hand that night really has changed my life from a person, from a boy to a man. I'm a grown man, and when I come home in a couple of days, things are going to change. Things look very funny, and I'm keeping it real. Can you please wire me some money? But see, that's it.
Things look very funny, and I'm keeping it real. Like, what the?
Oh, things look funny, and I'm keeping it real, but can you send me some money? And I honestly didn't know that they had Western Union in jail. I was honestly unaware of that until I read this letter. It's amazing what they do in jail nowadays. I did not know they had Western Union in jail. Now, let's see what else. These three years have opened my eyes. Never again will I fall short to anything. Yeah. 3 years. Like, 3 years is not a long time. People have been in there a lot longer. But it seems like it's one of those things where it's like, he going to get out and then be right on the same shit because he's already on the same shit while he's in there. He's just trying to sound good in the letter. It's like,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like,
oh, my God, exactly.
It's like, y'all remember when y'all was in school, remember how you had to write an essay or something? Now, you wrote a good essay, but if you want it to be a good essay, a really good essay, you have to put them extras on it, you know, add in extra big words and, you know, make it sound good, stretch shit out and everything. That's what he's doing. He's trying to stretch shit out instead of just getting to the fucking point. And then niggas always find Jesus in prison. Like I said, no disrespect to the Lord or anything like that, but it's like if you was going to be on your Jesus tip, you should have did all that before you went up in there because I don't think Jesus likes people going to prison.
And at the same time, what I'm thinking is, you've been in there for 3 years and you got 60 days left and you're asking for some money. Like, what the fuck? You about to get out.
No, what's wrong with this? He's been in prison before for 4 years. Before I met him, he did 4 years. So what the hell do you mean?
Yeah, like, what do you mean?
This nigga's a career criminal.
Career criminal. Talking about I've changed. And then also, okay, now the Lord gonna bless me with a woman of his choice one day. Patience. Nigga, and he wrote patience in parentheses like I'm waiting. Nigga, you ain't got no choice but to wait.
Like,
my nigga.
Like he trying to make her kind of feel like a little,
basically. Basically, now thanks for the card, Kells, and I would appreciate whatever your heart. He didn't even write out the word heart. He actually drew a little heart in there, like, aww, like, use his little artistic skill. So thanks for the card, Kells, and I would appreciate whatever your heart desire And then niggas still can't spell. I would appreciate whatever your heart desire you send me. Your heart desires
still
to send me, man.
Money.
I'd ask all that, yeah. I would send you a picture, but I have to ask you first, just out of respect of your situation, because I know how men are about their women. When you write back, send me some pics, please. Well,
okay, so you asking for money and then you still acknowledging that she may be in a relationship with somebody. What type of nigga are you? Like,
well, ending this letter until next time. And stay,
yeah,
stay prayed up. And stay prayed up, Kel. And God bless you. One love. P.S. This is the funniest shit right here in the world, right here. Everything don't be what Facebook make it to be. I haven't been happy in a long time, but I'm at peace as long as I know my father isn't suffering anymore. Forever green, whatever that is. Right back ASAP. This is some bullshit, man. You hear this shit? Oh, man, hold on. We're going to get into the smoke session, and then I'm going to give my final thoughts on this letter right here. And before the show ends out, then I'm going to let my lady say their goodbyes. But this is the dumb shit, people. See what I mean? Dumb shit going on in the world, y'all. Dumb motherfuckers in jail. Dumb motherfucking people killing little kids. Dumb police. Just dumb shit. Like, oh, my fucking God. And then I just don't know what to do, y'all. Right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to smoke. So get your blunts, get your balls, get your zigzags, whatever you smoking on. Get it ready, y'all. We're going to start off with the Cash Addicts. Let's smoke. Let's go.
Smoke up.
Hey, bro. What's up? What's up with the bro, nigga? Hey, hit that nigga Randy Third up, nigga. You know the team in the back, right? I got a dub for the flight, nigga. Speaking of flight, PSV. Theato. Got weed? Yes. Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush, who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey, CA, motherfucking look. On the block, blowing trees like a Mexican. Inked up, them swag nice like Reverend. Yeah. Let me get stacked up, the cush, never stressing it. And a bitch only for the neck like a necklace. Get her hot, now she wanna touch. Affectionate. Heat it up, make her turn red, embarrassment. Left bitch, looking for the green. Cannabis. Burn the tuck, leave full of dots like leprechaun. Messages ain't about green, I don't mess with it. Blowing trees, MOB. Etc. Hitting up the homie cause I know that he on deck with it. And just because I know him, he gon' hit me with some extra shit. Medical, roll it in the Camry, box. Get a check, kinda like convertible, copper. Monday through Monday, blow tree school every day. But that don't mean I can't smoke weed.
Pass me the swisher, nigga. Love.
Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Looking for the kush, who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week.
MC, nigga. She ate, bruh.
King hat shades black trying shit to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like that leprosy. Eyes red from that purple and it still won't get the best of me.
Nope.
Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me.
C8,
smoke it till it's gone. After that, get some oat, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck papers, it's a rap. Can't see me cause I'm a ghost, now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an action. Loud packing a pick of what she's saying, sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that ganja. 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her seeing red, yellow, green like a roster. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to hear it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless it's
got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Looking for the kush, who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey.
Take me down.
me down. Take me down.
Take me down.
I like drugs.
Cocaine.
Take me down.
Cocaine.
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 Ecstasy.
I like drugs.
KD, now, I know you don't smoke weed, I know this, but I do, and we on the dark side.
So
thank you so much for still lending your voice to this.
Yeah.
I can sit back, smoke weed, and listen to you say all day.
Fresh up in the morning, a nigga still yawning. Couldn't get no sleep cause these bitches keep calling. Falling on a nigga, damn it, I don't need that. Woke up high, then I forgot where the weed at.
There it goes.
Time for me to wake and bake without it, I'm a different man. Weed makes me wanna try without it, I don't give a damn. Break it up, roll it up, spark the tip, inhale. Send the smoke to my lungs faster than the email. Now I'm feeling really well, living life on cloud nine. I get tired of weed, need it all the time. Daggers on a daily grind, full speed right out the gate. Call my weed,
Chris Angel.
Watch me levitate. Niggas quick to hate cause I be stacking with my eyes red. Gonna die high, smoking weed on my deathbed. That should help my spirit flow. Look, my blood broke. Now it's time for surgery cause Dr. Dagger gotta smoke. Please pass the zigzag, roll it up, lick it fast. I know I ain't the only one that gave a blunt a body cast. Dagger walks a higher path. Try to catch me if you can. Somewhere up in Neverland, smoking on that
Peter Pan.
You will never understand. Dagger's life is full of hurt. That's why I spend a lot of it
floating through the universe.
Could be worse, a lot of people hate, but you can say the drama. I'm in love with Mary Jane, aka Miss Marijuana.
Sounds like I'm taking off. I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high. Cause I feel like I'm taking off. I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high.
People all choking, coughing up my lungs, but a nigga still smoking. Hoping they legalize it quick while they make it hard. I ain't paying $40 just to get a weed card.
Fuck that.
Sorry, doctor, office, I ain't stepping in. Got 4 or 5 suppliers for prescribing me my medicine. Helps me keep the devil in, keeps me cool when I'm high. KD, get over here, please, girl, and help me out. See, when I rise and I, when I go to sleep, when I'm writing bars, but when I kill a beat, when I be going out, before and after work, when I'm feeling good, when I feel hurt, when I roll out, when I post up. While I'm getting hit, while I'm getting fucked. Because the world is foul, that's why I'm right now, dagger reps the green team. Keep it in my bloodstream. Now I bleed, eat shit, make smoking piss green. Yeah, I know I smoke a lot when thinking I'm in overdrive. Ain't nothing like a hypey high.
Dagger, you ain't never lied.
You can try to reach my level, but I don't fuck with y'all. And if I fall, don't blame the weed, blame the alcohol. I piss on you like Kelly, I believe I can fly. Because I'm
so high. Feels like I'm taking off, I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high. Cause I feel like I'm taking off, I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high.
You know, now that I think about it, I don't ever remember seeing Granddad with a woman. There was a time when I was 3 when I thought he was gay, but now I think it's just bad luck.
Well, I don't see what the big deal is with hoes anyway.
Riley, all women are not hoes. We're talking 20-25% tops.
Okay, but if they not all hoes, then why I got to pay to take them out to eat then? I mean, I'm paying. That's payment.
I don't know, because that's just what you do. You meet a girl, you take her out to dinner, but you're not paying the girl, you're paying the restaurant.
But I'm paying, which makes her a hoe. Why don't I just give her the money I was going to spend on dinner, and that hoe can go grocery shopping?
Yeah, we back. Slap Sunday's the dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. We at the end of another Slap Sunday's. Oh, man, where did the fucking time go, man? 2 hours is not enough time to play these slappers, to talk to people, to talk about subjects, to exchange conversations, and then, you know, just to be positive and everything. I mean, we can't even be positive for more than 2 hours on 2 days a week, at least that I could provide. But, I mean, it's crazy, which is why I always say things like, in your own personal life, make sure you put out as much positivity as possible, man. If you got to be negative or you got to deal with negativity, just get the fuck away from it. You know what I mean? It's not worth the time. It's not worth the patience. And there's a lot worse shit going on in the world. So let me let my panel go ahead and say goodbye to the world, everybody. Hold on first. MIA, go ahead. Any shout-outs you want to give? Any goodbyes? Any last-minute advice real quick to anybody out there listening?
I just want to shout you out and everybody who called in, you know, and just rest in peace to Trey, and I hope justice be fair for him. And you can hit me up on Facebook at TRAMEI, and I just want everybody just to be happy. That's my positive ending for today. Just be happy. Just smile once in a while.
Yeah.
It feels good.
There it is. Am I in the building? You know where I'm at. Am I all times? Just get at me. Let me know. So we'll see you next week, or we'll see you on West Coast Wednesdays. All right.
All right. All right. All right.
All right, ma'am. Kilani, Miss Royalty. Any shout outs you want to give to anybody real quick? Last minute advice for the world.
I want to give a shout out to you, Dagger, the whole Bang Out Radio, Fully Loaded, the Movement, Liz, Tyrone, Allen, my family, friends, all the indie artists. All the positive people.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Kilani. Anytime, you know where I'm at, Mom. Make sure you lock it in. You make sure you always check in with me. And you especially, when you got your new music in rotation, like I said, I want first cracks on it. Let me world premiere it over here, all right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for looking out. Anytime, make sure y'all talk about it. Let them know where I'm at. And Kels, first time on the show. Hope you come back. Hope you come back many more times. Spread the word about your boy. Actually, movie director, you going to school to be, right? Miss Movie Director for going to be new female Steven Spielberg. That's how you feel?
First of all, shout out to my school, NYFA, New York Film Academy, getting our master's. I'm doing producing, filming, and acting.
Oh shit! Okay, great. Well, like I said, if you want to come on, we can set up an actual interview time too as well. Because I know a lot of people. There's a lot of people that want to know how to get into certain things and, you know, what they're going to need to be and everything like that. So you may be able to educate some people. So make sure you come back and talk to your boy every now and then. All right.
Right. I got you.
All right. Good looking out, Ma. I'll be right back here next week. So. Again, y'all, shout-outs to everybody. Like I said, all independent artists, anybody that ever been fucking with me that's ever called into the show. And it's up to you guys to keep this show or make this show grow even more. Because, like I said, I can tell people all the time that I'm trying to do something positive, but they're not going to believe me. They'll believe you guys. Talk about the show. Let them know what's going on over here. Let them know if you guys know any artists, models, directors, producers, anybody that's trying to get out there and do something with their life, y'all. Spread the word. Let them know where I'm at. I'm right here every Sunday, 7 to 9. All right, and I'm here on Wednesdays 9 to 11 on the Super Late Night Edition. So, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure y'all spread the word and let them know about me. So we're gonna ride out with the Lion. We're gonna let the Lion's Den ride us out. Lion featuring Young Kicks, Party Life. See y'all next week.
This is a J. Rome production.
I turn it up, she turn me down. It's good, though, too many girls for me to frown. A couple bottles, hit the mean kush. Party life, that's a good look. Tonight I chill and party with the best of them. You know Benjamin, well, Lion's got a lot of them. Few are friends, a colder heart. I live my life, never care what no one thought. The shit I do to make you think that life's a game. And I never wonder, will I ever change? I'm cool with that, always some chase pursuing cash. That's my main freeze, she's just a breeze. Fly with me, get high with me, as vibe as me. Party all night, worry free. You acting tough, just relax and stuff. Patron on us, get the party popping. From England to L.A. to Kingston, blow your damn mind for the weekend. No work today, so treat it like a holiday. No work today, so treat it like a holiday.
I turn it up, she turn me down. It's good, though, too many girls for me to friend. A couple bottles, hit the mean kush. Party life, that's a good look. It's good, though, too many girls for me to friend. A couple bottles, hit some mean kush. Party life, that's a good look. Tonight I chill and party with the best of them. You know Benjamin, well, Lions got a lot of them. Fewer friends, a colder heart. I live my life, never care what no one thought.
Young King,
yo. Okay, my turn. Sharper than a cyber. Always with a bad bitch, never with a bad bird. Who I be? Yeah, you see me. Obsessive, compulsive, no OCD. High in the clouds, I'm soaring, B. So don't be ignoring me. Let me shoot myself formally. I'm Young King, so my kind of disorderly. Almighty with a pen and a pad on a white boy track. Everybody screaming rad, taking out the trash. Something like Glad. Oh, yeah, I'm 16. Ha, bet you mad. Hands up, yo, party all night. This pump, you dying. You better do it right. My flow's like a virgin, cause it's so tight. I'm spitting so fast. From the bottom, I'm chilling at the top. I started with nothing, and I damn sure won't stop. Yeah, you heard the buzz, we the hottest on the block. Lion's Den is coming for that number one spot. Pause, bring it back, replay, rewind this shit. Running like a relay, headed for the top, ain't stopping, no delays. Better than your man, so don't worry about what he say, she say. Everybody gonna talk, got my name in the streets like I wrote in chalk. Primal instinct, deadly as a hawk. My team got the keys, I got the game on lock.
This is a J-Rom production.